Hong Kong has once again erupted into violence, with tens of thousands of people taking part in illegal protests over the weekend. While police fired tear gas and water cannon into the crowds, some protesters threw petrol bombs and trashed businesses. It's a sign that this movement, which has now been going for nearly 5 months, isn't going away. Julia Holman reports.
It's been 2 weeks of relative calm in Hong Kong, but that all changed over the weekend. Tens of thousands took part in an anti-government rally that authorities forbid, and it quickly turned violent. Hardcore protesters vandalised Chinese-owned banks and companies that are seen as hostile to the movement, and they threw petrol bombs at police. In this video, police use water cannons to douse protesters in blue dye, used by authorities to identify demonstrators. Police also fired tear gas on the crowds. The protests in Hong Kong have been going on for nearly 5 months, and the weekend's events, which took place in a busy shopping district, weren't sanctioned by authorities. But that didn't deter tens of thousands of people from joining in. Many were wearing masks in defiance of a recent ban on face coverings at public gatherings. Claudia Mo is a pro-democracy legislator in Hong Kong and was at the protests on the weekend.
The police banned the rally, saying that, it's all due to public safety considerations and so on and so forth. And you can't help feeling that they're trying to incite this people against people fight. It's very Chinese Communist Party kind of tactic.
Claudia Mo, where do you see this protest movement going?
It's very difficult to see now. The government stands firm and the protesters also wouldn't budge. So we're at a deadlock. And right in the middle, there's just plenty of police brutality. And by police brutality, I mean arbitrary arrest and torture on site. The things are getting out of hand. Police aggressiveness is completely out of control.
Dr. Tim Summers is a senior consulting fellow on the Asia Pacific program at Chatham House and a lecturer at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. He says the weekend's protests demonstrate growing anger against mainland China.
We did see a bit of further escalation in some of the attacks on banks, on MTR stations. There was a Xiaomi shop, a Chinese mobile phone company shop in Mong Kok, which was set ablaze with a pretty big fire for a period of time. It was put out reasonably rapidly. So those sort of tactics seem to be escalating if we compare where we are now with, say, a month ago in September. So I think meanwhile we're going to see this ongoing contestation on the streets, mainly at the weekends, and with those targets perhaps continuing to expand even further from some of the radical protesters.
It just makes you wonder how long this can go on for.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people are wondering. The government is at the very best moving slowly in its concessions. I mean, it has made concessions over time, but slowly. And in the meantime, we have a sort of event-driven cycle where, you know, things happen. It's a case of police, the activity during the protests or something that then drives further protests from people who, you know, feel motivated to come to the streets in response to that. I think on the side of the protesters, there's no give at all. There's no sense of any concession in any of their demands. So I think this is going to go on for some time. And both sides seem dug in and neither seems prepared to make any fundamental compromises.
That's Dr. Tim Summers from the Chinese University of Hong Kong speaking there with our reporter, Julia Holman.